Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen for Majestic Cinemas, Port Macquarie, Nambucca Heads and Sawtelle.
Yes, here he is. Good morning, John Michael.
Good morning, Mark, and good morning, Holiday Coast.
John Michael, one of our favourite writers, Tom Clancy, his character Jack Ryan. We love Jack Ryan.
Great build, played three times by Harrison Ford, once, I think, by Alec Baldwin in four very successful movies. Well, now it's going to be a television series. I can't say what it'll be on in Australia because you have all these, you know, pay TV things, and that was so confusing where shows actually finish up. But it will be very successful. They were successful movies. A guy called John Krasinski will be playing Jack Ryan, and Australia's Abbey Cornish will be in them as well. And they go into production very soon. So I would say if the series is half as good as the movies...
Yeah.
In fact, I'll tell you, I've seen those movies more than once because I watch them when they repeat them on TV. I always have a look at them because they're really good films.
Yeah, I remember the Clear and Present Danger. It had an orange cover, the book. It was a great book as well. Now, John Michael, also...
Patriot Games.
Patriot Games, that's right.
And cause several of them were directed by Phil Noyce, the Australian director.
They were too. Also, Jerry Seinfeld, he's going back to work.
Yes, he's opening in a one-man show at the Pantasia Theatre in Hollywood in November, and I would say this may be the start of another world tour. You know, what I like about Jerry Seinfeld, he came out the other day and he said, comedians are not being funny anymore. They're so focused on politics and bad language that they're not really funny. Mm. And he said, and, you know, they come out there and they give you a run of, you know, anti-Trump jokes. He said, it's boring people to death. Now, Seinfeld was an original... I mean, he really was. He was an original. And there was nobody quite like him. I mean, the great original comics of the 50s and the 60s, people like Bob Newhart and Mort Sahl and people like that, he followed in their footsteps. Very, very, for Shelley Berman. Remember Shelley Berman?
Yep.
And really great. And I don't know, and I must say, the currently terrific, absolutely fabulous, what's his name? The Scottish guy, you know.
Billy Connolly.
Yeah. He's fair, except Billy does literary show with a lot of four-letter words.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope Jerry comes to Australia with his show. He did the last time. He played very successfully in Australia. And I would hope that now he's going to tour again, he will come here again.
It's funny, with Billy Connolly, I think the swear words, they sound sort of okay in Scottish. I don't know. It's something about the language.
You know, you think, well, I always say, you know, it's sort of, the great comics didn't do that.
They didn't need to.
Anyone can do
smut, John Michael. No, you have to be clever if you're going to really make people laugh.
You do.
Now, Pretty Woman, is a huge hit on stage, is that right?
Yes, it's been turned into... Well, everything now seems... Any big hit movie is likely that's romantic movies particularly is going to be turned into a stage musical. A Pretty Woman is the latest. It's on Broadway. It will probably come to Australia in a couple of years. It is apparently a massive hit. Well, I think it's probably sold on the fact that the movie was a massive hit. People loved it. Remember Richard Gere and Julia Roberts? Huge hit. And it's a huge hit as a musical as well.
All right, John Michael, thank you for that. Another great week and a lot to look forward to. Aretha Franklin, I must ask you, John Michael.
Yes.
Did you meet her?
No, I never met Aretha. Aretha lived a very sort of quiet life, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Never involved in scandals or drugs or anything. She just sang great songs.
And I love the fact that her family were involved with Martin Luther King, and she sang at his funeral.
Yes, she was... She was a singer's singer.
Yep.
You know, people really respected her, and you think of songs that she did, Natural Woman, Respect, so many of the great songs that people... And, you know, they were wonderful, tuneful songs with great lyrics, and she delivered them beautifully.
Yeah, she certainly did. John Michael, thank you for that. For Kieran and the team at Majestic, we shall talk to you same time next week.
Thanks, Mark. See you. Bye.
Strawny.
For breakfast.